very, very special guest. No stranger to the McCook area, by the way. By no means, McCook High School grad. It might have been just a little while since he's been back in McCook visiting with family and friends, but he's coming back here in a couple of days. He's going to be part of the Bison Days over at McCook High School. I know he's looking forward to that. Please welcome to the airwaves, Mr. Chris Brown. Chris, how are you, big guy?
Rich, my man. Good talking to you, buddy.
Good to talk to you as well, Chris. But if you follow Chris on his Facebook page, and hopefully to Chris Brown Sports Art, this guy is amazing, an artist. And I tell you, you have been associated with the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame for, gosh, it's going on, what, 16 years, I think, since 2009. If you look at his Facebook page, so many good paintings, drawings over the years, Chris. You would love, this is your love in life, is being an artist, isn't it?
It has turned into a life's passion, that is for sure.
Gosh, how many celebrities, sports figures, celebrities, you've been doing this for a long time. You've met a lot of big names over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to meet the Mannings, even Archie and his wife, you know, and then obviously Peyton and Eli and those guys, and I've met Shaquille O'Neal, and gosh, it's so many, really, you know, but those are kind of biggest ones, Big Shaq being literally and figuratively.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure being up, standing next to him is, I mean, he's a mighty big guy, isn't he?
Well, put it this way, I had to put my arm all the way up to pat him on the shoulder, so.
Yep, I believe that, but boy, and your career is just, it's taken off a little bit more, I'm sure, each and every year, hasn't it?
Well, I mean, we're trying, you know, we try to get out there and do different things, and you know, it's all about exposure. So I feel like at this point in my career, the work kind of speaks for itself. So now it's just getting in front of the right people. And I've got plans for different sports shows in galleries, where everything that's in the gallery is going to be signed, which McCook will get a little taste of. I'm going to try to bring somewhere between 6 and 10 pretty large pieces up there that have been signed by the people that are in the paintings. So hopefully, you know, a lot of people from McCook come out there and see it and enjoy it. I'll be bringing, I'm not going to say exactly who it is, but I'll be bringing my childhood idol, a painting of that person, and it's signed, and I got to meet that person. So if you come there and you find me and talk to me, I get to tell you some of the stories about meeting them and those kind of things.
That's terrific. That's great. I mean, it's not just sports figures. It's other music celebrities. I was looking at one of your posts on Facebook back in November. You have a painting of Gene Simmons of Kiss, which I love. I love that painting.
Yeah, that's my studio, right? I have a studio that's in a separate building behind my in my property, and I don't like blank walls. It drives me nuts. So, being that they're big empty walls, that painting ended up being 8 feet tall. So, of course, you got the prominent tongue sticking out, and the yeah, it's striking. A lot of people like that one when they come over.
Oh, no question. Yeah, I've always been a big Kiss fan, and that one really stood out. And you've been part of Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, creating portraits for those inductees for many years, haven't you?
I have. It's been a real blessing. I got on board about 2009, was the first class. So, you know, it still seems like yesterday. You know how time flies, but and I can remember, I think I can remember just about everything about each portrait and doing them. And, you know, every year is special. So to me, like when they announced the Hall of Fame class for the next year, that's kind of like Christmas for me. So I look forward to that. It's like a big national day for me.
I believe it. Now, the public art exhibit is coming up on Saturday at the Keystone right there on Norris Avenue. It's a free event, 4 to 6, coming up on Saturday, isn't it, Chris?
Yes, and I'll have some prints that I'll be giving away that I'll sign. So if you come in, make sure you get a ticket. You know that it's free. Also, just take a stub so we can do a drawing, and I'll be giving a couple of those away too. So just kind of an incentive for people who come down. They can, you might be able to take something away from it.
have any questions, if maybe some adults out there have some questions about what you do and being an artist and your career, they can ask you then. And you're part of the Bison Days coming up after that, getting a chance to talk to a lot of students about what you do. And I'm sure there's going to be some kids who would love to be making a career being an artist.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like anywhere else. I've been all over the United States, and I think anywhere you go, people always say, you know, I can't do this because I'm from here or whatever, and it's just not the truth. You know, if you look at a lot of people who've gone on to do big things, most of them are not from, you know, big cities and those kind of things. So, you know, there's no one path, especially being an artist, there's no one path to having any success. So just I can kind of tell them what I've done and what I do and those kind of things, and then hopefully they get a lot out of that, and hopefully it spurs somebody to go on and have a career themselves.
Chris, you've also wrote a book, Life Lessons from the Diamond, and I'm sure very, very proud of that, aren't you?
I am, and I had a ton of help. There's 70 former Major League players, umpires, general manager of the Phillies. I've got a scout. You know, I tried to get literally like the gambit, you know, but I've got people that I looked up to growing up. Ron Guidry's in there, you know, former Cy Young Award winner for the Yankees. And of course, for me, again, it's just like kind of the Hall of Fame. I have fun. I get to call and talk to them. And I was actually getting my oil changed on my truck when Guidry called me. So that was kind of a trip.
Louisiana Lightning himself, Ron Guidry, the left-hander for the Yankees back in the day, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I spent a summer with him. He was my pitching coach one summer when I was in the minor leagues, and so it was nice to reconnect with him, but just to sit and listen to his stories. And of course, I got a lot of stories that didn't get to go in the book because I just focused on a life lesson that they took from the game that they literally just kind of lived by, and it's helped them be successful in the game and then after the game. And so, like if you've seen the movie The Rookie, Jim Morris,
mm-hmm.
he's in the book. So I've got a chance to talk to him, and he's got an amazing story. Obviously, they made the movie out of the first half, but I tell you what, if anybody wants to know the second half of that story, you come to the Keystone Saturday, and I'll let you know what he's doing, because I think they need to make another movie about the second part of his life.
And by the way, books are available on Amazon. Are you going to bring any with you on the trip?
I'm going to have some there if anybody just absolutely loves purchasing things on site. But if you do purchase one and you have it there, I'll sign it for you if you want. Kind of make it more of a personal thing for whoever buys one. Yeah, and we'll just do that. I'm totally appreciating anybody that does show up with it. That's a big thank you from me.
If folks know Chris, I've known him for a long time. Baseball has definitely always been your love. This guy, a great pitcher back in his Legion days, on some college baseball, minor league baseball, and you still watch. I'm sure watch when you can. Watch a lot of baseball. It's still the best sport around, isn't it?
It is. In fact, I did a local pitching camp a free camp for the kids here where I live. Just this past Sunday, and so we had about 45 kids come out, and which is not bad for a little small town, but got to teach them a lot of the mechanics and how to prevent injuries and those kind of things. So really, pitching is still a big part of my life, and I try to help out and pass on anything that I can. So, but yeah, baseball is definitely the top sport.
Yeah, and you still keep in touch with your old Legion buddies, McCook buddies, ever when you can?
I do. There's a handful of them that we stay in touch pretty well. Ben Woods, Greg Premer, Rusty Lashley, Dale Bean, those guys. We still kind of keep in touch. Luckily, social media allows for that. A couple of them are going to come back on Saturday, so they'll be there on Saturday. So I'm pretty excited to see them too.
That will be neat. You bet. Once again, Chris is going to be at the Keystone 4-6 again Saturday, and then it's going to be around to talk to the kids during the Bison Days as well. Those kids will have a ball with that. And I know you love talking about what you do, and I'm sure those kids are going to soak it up, that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty excited to teach it at McCook. You know, that's just you think about it when you become a teacher, like what it would be like to teach at your in your home school. And while I don't live back there and get a chance to do that all the time, just being asked to come back and do it for a couple of days, it's exciting and it's super fun.
Chris, we appreciate the time again. Thank you so much. We will see you sometime this weekend, and take care. Fort Worth, Texas. How far is the trip from Fort Worth up to McCook, Nebraska?
That's about an 11-hour drive. But when you're bringing paintings, you can't fly. So.
Yep, you just and you got to be careful. You got to be careful. With those paintings are awful precious to you, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of them are pretty irreplaceable. So you got to be really careful in how you package them. And you know, you certainly can't put it on a plane because they want to check it. So
exactly right. And I gotta mention, when I talked about the Gene Simmons one and all your sports ones, the ones you posted this one back in 2023 in October. Of Eddie Van Halen, of Van Halen, the best guitarist ever. I love that painting. That was another good one.
Yeah, and that was a digital piece. Uh-huh. So, which a lot of people don't realize is like my book and those kind of things. And I've illustrated several other books for people. Ryan LeBarnway was a major leaguer for like 10 years in the major leagues, and I illustrated his book. But I do all that digitally on the iPad. Which allows for a whole different kind of genre, but it's something I also enjoy, and I'll do those. Like if I'm just sitting around, I'm still working on those. So drives my wife crazy sometimes, but that's me.
Family's doing good. We haven't mentioned them yet. Got a family, and they're doing terrific.
They're doing great. Paula's still teaching. She's teaching art also, so she's the fifth and sixth grade art teacher down here. And Maddox is 9 and going to play kids pitch for the first time this season. So he's excited about that. Of course, I'll be the pitching coach. So it's going to be a good time.
Oh, I'm sure he's a chip off the old block, isn't he?
Luckily, he takes a lot after his mom.
But I bet you he's going to be a pitcher, isn't he?
Pardon. What's that?
He's going to be a pitcher, isn't he?
He wants to be.
Yeah.
He's already telling everybody that's what he wants to do. But.
Oh, he's got a great coach. We'll teach him a lot, that's for sure. Hey, Chris, thanks again. Appreciate the time here this morning. We'll see you in a few days, and safe travels up here to McCook.
All right, thanks, Rich. Can't wait to see you.